Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
I saw a troubling story recently about the Ford Motor Company and what sounds a lot like Ford's interest in actually eavesdropping on conversations in the privacy of your own vehicle. Then, picking up on key words in the conversation, Ford would tailor advertising commercials it perceives you might be receptive to. In other words, the cliche may be truer than ever that no matter what you do or say, and no matter where you are, someone is listening. Let me read you a long-winded quote from Ford's patent application for this new in-vehicle technology. Quote, "An example method includes determining vehicle information for a trip. The vehicle information, including any one or more of a current vehicle location, a vehicle speed, a drive mode, and or traffic information. The user information, including any one or more of a route prediction, a speed prediction for the trip, and or a destination, determining user preferences for advertisements from any one or more audio signals within the vehicle, and or historical user data. Selecting a number of advertisements to present to the user during the trip, and providing the advertisements through a human-machine interface of the vehicle," end of quote. Whoa, that's a lot of technical and legal jargon to digest, but essentially it means that the vehicle you drive would not only spy on your driving behavior, calculate where you are and where you are headed on a trip, it would also listen for certain buzzwords, or what Ford calls audio signals, during your conversations. So, for example, let's say the wizards at Ford, whether human or computerized, determined from you and your spouse's conversation that you are on US 23 at the Ohio-Michigan border, and you are on your way to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan on vacation. You might suddenly hear a commercial for the Grand Hotel at Mackinac Island, or a sightseeing tour in Sault Ste. Marie. It's conceivable that you might actually find such information useful, but how it found its way to you is just a bit creepy. And speaking of creepy, what if you are cruising along and talking casually and somberly about a family member who is seriously ill? Should you be surprised if you suddenly hear a commercial for Smith and Jones and Brothers Funeral Home offering you comfort and their services in what could soon become a moment of need? We can probably agree that vehicle location tracking does have value, especially to law enforcement. Police would also benefit from another patent application filed recently by Ford that would enable vehicles to monitor the speed of nearby cars, photograph them, and send the information to the police. We can argue some other day whether turning private citizens into amateur cops is a good idea. If a vehicle's tracking features cannot be turned off, someone fleeing an abusive relationship is especially vulnerable. But eavesdropping on the private conversations of law-abiding citizens just to try to sell them something? Well, that amounts to technology misused.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.